Welcome to Cassandra Explains It All, a podcast where we take a magnifying glass to all of our treasures from the past.
All right, perfect. So today I have a guest, Marcus. Hey, Marcus.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of Young Hercules.
Yes, yes. Thank you for inviting me.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited to do this. I can't really remember how we ended up deciding on this episode, or I mean this series.
Well, I know that you were like, can we please do Young Hercules? I'm like, I'm all for it. Whatever you want to do, I'm down.
Yeah, I think we were talking Fox and Friends, right?
Yeah.
Fox Kids.
We talked about Fox Kids. And then I believe, because I didn't know that Young Hercules was on Fox Kids. I don't remember. This has slipped my mind. I thought it came on Sunday prime time.
No. Okay. So yeah, that's a great place to start. The Adventures of Young Hercules. It aired from September 12th, 98 to May 14th, 99. So it had a really short run and it was an after school special. So it aired every single day after school for a year.
Interesting.
500 wow, episodes, one season.
Really?
Sorry, 50.
How do you get, still, 50 episodes for one season, that's kind of unheard of, especially back in those days. It's like,
20 minutes each.
Wow.
And I guess it's like kind of a masterclass how they shot this. It became popular because I guess they were shooting in New Zealand for a year. And what they did was they would do like the episodes that they would air wouldn't necessarily be like in order, but it was interesting the way they shot it because they would get all of the tavern scenes out of the way. And then like all of their, I'm trying to think of like other sets where they were on, like all of their like outdoor fighting scenes out of the way in 1 week, you know? So they would spend like a whole week or 2 weeks like shooting everything for one season. It's really weird, right?
Oh, wow. That's very unheard of. Was it because, around that time then they were shooting Power Rangers in New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken. So, because I'm sure they had to do like the same sets or whatnot.
Interesting. Yeah, I wonder that too. The opening sequence is a lot like Power Rangers too.
Right.
And I know that a lot of the production and crew from this show ended up leaving towards the end and going to work on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, I found that out too, that... was it the CGI was done by one of the Lord of the Rings guys and eventually, you know, got picked up. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. And the CG looked pretty good for that time.
It really does, right?
Yeah, it looks really good. I was shocked. I was like, this is a 97, 98, you know, era type of CG.
Yeah, and thinking that it's like 50 episodes shot that rapidly, so quickly, Ryan Gosling literally must have been just like going crazy. He's acting his ass off in the show.
Right, he is. And I don't know if you know, but I read something that they didn't want him for the role because they said he was too small.
Whoa.
Yeah, so they said because he was too skinny and he didn't bulk up how they wanted to, but I guess his acting wowed him basically and he got the role because he was going to skip him.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. He's not big. He's not at all in this role, but his acting carries it for sure.
Absolutely.
He said, I did hear that him say that like at that time he was so interested in martial arts, he didn't care like if he ever acted again. He was just excited to be doing like be a part of that show.
Right.
It aired out of order. This episode is particularly crazy. The reason I picked this episode, it's called...
Yeah, yeah.
In Your Dreams.
In Your Dreams, yes.
Yeah, and it's season one, episode 28. There are a couple other episodes I'd recommend. Season one, episode 13 is pretty funny. I'm not going to lie. The show's not that great. It's made for really young kids.
Exactly. Just watching it, I still got that nostalgia, just the whole 90s, you know, aesthetic as far as like the cheesiness of it and, you know, being, because, you know, at that time, Hercules was out with Kevin Sorbo. And so was Xena, the Warrior Princess. So even though those shows wasn't silly, but at the same time, you know, they all had that same feel and, you know, the production value was pretty up there.
Very similar. It reminds me of Charmed too.
Yes, big time.
Yeah, and everything was period except the language. So, or the vernacular. So like it's very 90s.
Yeah, I noticed that. I was like, wait, are we set back in those times or are we set in the modern 90s? Because I was like, then the guy, who was the guy? The magician, not the magician, who was he? He was talking to, he had regular clothes on. He was like, what was his name? I forgot his name. Let me see if I can find him.
I don't know. These people, this is like, okay, this whole show is pretty discombobulated. Some of the plot lines don't make sense. Even if you watch the whole series all the way through, things just happen. And because they played it out of order, it's really weird. Right. I don't know. It's really like disjointed. That's why I think it's good that we're just talking about the show in general too.
For sure.
But there is some funny moments in this episode.
Oh my goodness, so many.
You might say it's a dream situation.
Yeah, basically. What was your funny moment?
Okay. They start off at the dinner table. They're like living, I guess this is like the training place where they live.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That's what I'm guessing. I don't remember a lot from the show. I remember like coming home from school and watching it and always looking forward to watching it. I don't remember any specific episodes at all. And I came across this as an adult. So, and I thought it was great.
I mean, like, I enjoyed the episode. I should have watched more because I wanted to see. But now you tell me it's out of order. It's like,
There's a couple good ones. There's episode 13 of season 1. He becomes a dark version of himself. And he's like really, he acts like coked out and crazy. And it's awesome. And
he, but like, it kind of like, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Like sexually assaults somebody. It's freaking what? Great. It's a great episode. Yeah, you would love it.
That's crazy. Cause that's kind of like he had like the dark side in the dream a little bit too.
Yeah. But
there was a part in there that just, I was like, what did they edit this correctly? So remember they were trying to go back in that portal, right?
Yeah.
And mind you, he had the sword in his hand. Mm-hmm. And then his dark self flips over there, but it wasn't in his hand when he's flipping, but then he pulls it out again. I'm like, wait, what is this edited? Why did they do that? I was like, that didn't make no sense whatsoever.
I watched this episode like 3 times and I could not figure out for the life of me, like, how exactly the plot was moving along. I'm just like, wait, what?
Yeah,
that doesn't make sense. But okay,
that's how I've talked about it.
To make right. sure, and like it should have been simple. So basically, the premise is that young Hercules, played by Ryan Gosling. Oh yeah, I should have mentioned that.
Right,
right. He's played by megastar Ryan Gosling. I guess we did mention it.
Yeah, I think we did in the beginning.
And I feel like everybody that listens to this podcast knows I'm obsessed with Ryan Gosling. If they don't know, then now they know.
Right.
And I have a Ryan Gosling dish towel.
Nice.
I would love to cover every movie he's ever been in. And actually, I would refer you to a podcast called Boyfriend Material if you're into that. So.
What is that about?
They cover every single movie of an actor.
Nice. Okay. Yeah.
And they did like a whole series on Ryan Gosling. Okay, yeah. Basically, Ryan Gosling, young Hercules, is going to try to rescue his friends from a dream state. But it's more complicated than that. So basically, they're sitting around the table at their training place talking about like what their greatest fears are. And just like laying the groundwork for the future. And then did you notice like when it says like, what's your fear to young Hercules?
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out. I watched this 3 times. Like I said, I couldn't figure out what he was saying.
Me either. I was like confused. I was like, so what is your fear? Like, are you, was he scared of himself? I guess that's when later on the episode it says that. I'm assuming that's what it was, but he doesn't really say it.
He doesn't. And it's like bad ADR and you can't tell what it's like mumbled. Like it's weird. Yeah.
That's why I was confused the whole episode. I'm like, wait, so I'm assuming it's himself? Because they didn't specify it.
Then we get this hilarious scene. I'm just going to play some of it.
All right. You guys want to know what really scares me?
Kicking off Carl! Oh,
come on.
What the hell is that?
Hey! He's rocking my dream boat!
Morpheus, the god of dreams.
It's been a long time.
Not now, Ares. I'm working on a rush order and I'm way behind. I got a lot of nightmares to take care of here.
Does this have anything to do with the deal you had with Apollo? I already kept the sun up for a few extra hours, cut you some slack.
So it ended up frying a few crops. So what?
Now I got Ceres breathing down my neck.
Yeah, the goddess of bounty can be a real bear.
Tell me about it. She wants some grade A nightmares to make up for the... So please, if you don't mind...
Hey, I don't mind. Especially since those nightmares are now mine.
Yeah, that was so bizarre. And Morpheus, that's the guy. I couldn't remember. They're trying to go that modernized route where, you know, make it somewhat the old way, then the new way kind of blended together. So, stuff like that is cool sometimes, but it's like,
I guess. Yeah, Morpheus isn't great. He's got some good lines, but I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. He's kind of a weird character. And like, but I do love how it's this like dark version of Wink and Blink and Nod's boat out in space.
Yeah, that was weird too. I'm like, wait, he's out of space or he's another dimension? I'm going to go another dimension possibly some, you know. Oh, and then Ares, I guess he was in Hercules as well.
Yeah.
So it was a crossover. So he's on a few episodes of Hercules. It might have been Xena too, if I remember.
Yeah, and he hands him the death tarot card.
Yeah, which is weird, you know why? Because, you know, he's really dead in real life.
What? Really?
The actor that plays Ares, yes. Whoa. So it's kind of bizarre. I'm watching an episode, I'm reading on him like, ooh.
That's super creepy.
That's super creepy, yes.
Yeah, that's like the poltergeist thing.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Oh wow, that's really creepy. Cool. Damn. I'll never watch this episode. This just became like a Halloween episode for me.
Basically.
Yeah. Now I'll watch it every Halloween. So sorry. That's really
bring the move back. I know. Bring the move back. I just little information I found out. I thought it was crazy when he did that.
That's really interesting.
Yeah.
Fascinating. I guess that Ares is going to try and trap young Hercules' friends in a dream, like suck them into a dream world, a nightmare world, and to like lure young Hercules there. And then that way he can keep him trapped in a dream state forever, because he can't harm him because he's Zeus's son and he has like a protection over him. So even though he can't physically harm him, he could like trap him into a different dimension, which is clever, but not really explained that well.
Right.
I feel like a lot of this like goes over your head if you're a kid. And then he doesn't say what his fear is at the beginning. And then he says that like, a few minutes later, he tells his sensei or whatever he is that he's going to, his greatest fear is not helping his friends. So then whenever his friends get caught in the dream world, you're like, oh, that's his fear, is like that he can't help them. So it's really confusing, I thought. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, big time confusing, because like if he would have just said that in the beginning, then the story would make sense. But we pretty much thought of it on our own. Like, oh, it's his friends.
But that's not his fear, though.
It's not his fear. That's not really
so
a fear.
Weird.
Yeah.
It's like, really? That's not your fear? Because you said it was, though, like one scene ago in the past.
Exactly.
Like, when you get to the end, it's so weird. Yeah, we cut to the training house and they're all going to bed. And one of them is saying that he never remembers his dreams. Do you usually remember your dreams?
It all depends. If it's something that's intense, then yeah. But then most of the time it's like, I don't remember half of them.
Yeah, I guess it just depends, right?
But now I think about it, how did he even get into the dream world? Because I don't remember, they just woke up, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, so this is a dream when he's saying, yeah, so he must have been asleep when they threw the card. He must have already been asleep. We don't see how he gets to the dream world.
Yeah, that's what threw me off. I was like, wait, is he already dreaming? That's what threw me off the biggest part right there.
Yeah, so he likes, the kid says that he never remembers his dreams, and then we hear this like scream off in the distance, and they run to see this portal, and his friend Lilith gets pulled in along with all the other friends, and so they're like stuck in dream jail, and young Hercules tries to save them, but his feet are made of blocks of cement, which I liked. There was a lot of good practical effects in this episode.
It was. It really was.
And then he wakes up and his friends are missing. He sees that you know, his master guy, which I want to play that clip. I don't know what to call this guy because I don't watch this show often enough to know who he is, really.
I can see his name.
He's really important and wise.
But you don't really see, I watched like another episode. I don't remember seeing him.
Sure. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you'll notice that they're very discombobulated.
Right.
Presence in the dream world is tricky stuff. People get hurt, you know?
Like I care about these mortals? So long as Hercules goes for the rescue, and he will, count on it.
Even if he does try to rescue his friends, you can't mess with him physically. Zeus's protection order and all.
Hey, I didn't kidnap those cadets. And I don't have to mess with Hercules. No, I'll just let his own worst nightmare keep doing all the dirty work. Some nightmares have all the fun. Okay. Oh, this is good. Pinch me, I'm dreaming.
I don't know what's going on, and I don't know what I did wrong, but I'm going to that dream world, and I'm getting my friends back.
You're not going there. Travelers to the dream world don't come back. We'll have to find some other way to rescue the cadets.
What do you mean?
Stories passed down in my kindred. Those who have traveled to the dream world, their greatest fears have been made real there and destroyed them.
Well, whatever it is, I can beat it.
This isn't a simple fight. To have any sort of chance, you must be prepared to confront what terrifies you the most and then embrace it.
Embrace it? I'm gonna take it out.
To destroy it would be to destroy part of yourself. Do you even know what you're most afraid of?
Yeah. When people that I care about are hurt because of me. I can't do this without you. So help me. Please.
All right. But remember, the vortex that dragged the cadets into your dream world is their only way back out.
Right, the vortex.
Which he doesn't remember, like as soon as he gets there.
Yeah.
He forgets.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, he like insists on going into the dream world to save his friends. So he has to embrace his fear to destroy, you know, the darkness or whatever. And then we're not sure. It's not really
not at all fleshed out
very well. The vortex is the only way back out of the dream, and also realizing his fear. Okay, young Hercules wakes up in his dream. Lots of good practical effects here. Lilith is really scary. This, like, okay, I was watching this before bed the first time I watched it, and this actually like scared me.
Really?
Yeah, when she's singing that creepy song.
Yeah, that was
jumping rope. What the fuck was that?
Yeah, that was creepy as shit.
Right? Thank you.
Man, that was creepy.
None of the rest of the episode feels scary at all. It feels funny. So it was really shocking.
Yeah, I mean, like, just going into the whole, I thought it was going to be more illusion based since it was in a dream world. That really didn't, you know, it really didn't pan out how I thought it was going to be or how it should have been.
Yeah, definitely. So, like, the latex fake wall with faces coming out of it didn't do it for you.
Not at all.
Some of the effects were like really good and some of them were really bad.
Right. I must say.
This was such a fun episode. And
I laughed.
Yeah.
I laughed a lot.
Right. Yeah. So let's see what happens. Oh yeah, but she like basically his friends are like slowly coming to him while he's in this state and like giving him advice and then doing creepy things or like terrifying things are happening to them. It's all right. It's a good sequence.
Yeah.
Then he runs from this like dark cloaked figure for a while. And then not Orpheus, the other one. What's his name?
Was it Ares?
Ares, yeah. He shows up. And reveals that the cloaked figure that young Hercules has been running from the whole time is actually young Hercules's dark side himself.
Right.
So we get some awesome like double twin green screen going on.
It's the classic, you know, fight your demon type of thing.
Exactly. Which I love.
Yeah.
And
gotta have that.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's the epic show off. Dark young Hercules, he wants to go through the portal also, by the way. So it escalates pretty quickly.
Could you imagine if he actually went through the vortex and he would have to be a mainstay character
throughout the series? Man, see, they just should have done 1 month where they just shot Dark Hercules.
Exactly. I think that would have been pretty great. Cool.
Holy shit. Man, you're smart. See?
Listen, I try to think of things like this sometimes. Like, what if?
Yeah, that would have been really great. That's a really fun character, honestly. And he plays it really differently than
I liked him as the dark version of young Hercules. That was pretty unique.
Yeah, it's weird. The show is so bizarre. Well, we'll get to it. It's so bizarre because it's so low budget, but then it has a really great actor as a lead.
Right.
So it's, to me, one of the best Hercules. I think there's a lot of reasons why. Because it has so many episodes, it really can flesh out the character.
Mm-hmm. No, it does. It could have, but then the reason, like, you know, it didn't hold his weight for a second season. But technically, they could have made it 2 or 3 seasons out of this instead of going straight 50.
Right. Dark Hercules wants to go through the portal. Young Hercules has to stop him, and he stops him by hugging him.
Yeah, I hate that for movies where they do like the whole power of love thing. Like,
go ahead.
Yeah, no, that's my pet peeve when it comes to, like, you know, dark movies or horror movies or whatnot, that the power of love is that strong that it can stop evil. Like, no, but that's not a real thing.
It's a horrible message to send to people.
Yeah, like, I always hated that in Freddy Krueger, like in the second one, when, you know, the power of love and Freddy was defeated. Like, no, you can't fight a nightmare demon.
Oh, I wonder if this was like a spin on Freddy.
Ooh.
On that, put like that actual movie
concept. I mean,
because of the ending too. I mean, I wonder if they just ripped off the whole movie.
I mean, there's a possibility because there's always references somewhere, and especially ideas are never new under the sun. So taking that concept, which, you know, to me personally, I think that's probably one of the earliest things I remember was that. So that trickled down to other movies doing that as well, and TV shows doing the whole "I'm a fight," you know, evil with love. So that can make sense. But if you think about it, was he embracing his dark side when he hugged him, or was he like, why did he stop? Like, why did he, you know, his dark side just disappear because he embraced it? That's what I was kind of confused. Well,
yeah, it was, and especially after they have a pretty epic fight scene.
They do, which is really good, though. It was a really good choreography.
Really good, right?
Yes. I was like, okay, I like this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like shockingly good.
He was kicking the shit out of him.
I would say this is probably one of like the top 5 fight scenes I've seen in a movie or TV show in the last few years.
Yeah, that was really, really good.
I don't watch a lot of action, though, but still.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, it all depends on, because now I think about it, I don't know if that choreographer, since they're New Zealand, is it, you know, from somebody else, like as far as Power Rangers, or, you know, since they're all in New Zealand, I wonder if that's the same people who did it who helped out, you know?
Yeah, and it's like you're looking at somebody that probably did those kind of fight scenes every day, or at least like a couple times a week for a whole year, rather than like once for a movie.
Right. And I kind of want to look that up. I kind of want to find out if that's what it was.
Right. Yeah. I wonder. It was pretty crazy. Okay. I'll play the end here.
Sure.
When he meets himself, which at first it's his mother, and then that he's like following, and then it turns into him. It's really weird. Like, what?
That's the dream world.
Who are you?
Look in the mirror.
You think you're some part of me or something?
Some part.
I am the best part.
It is. The twin has an accent.
Yeah, I was like, why are you talking in the accent?
This is my dream. I'm in charge.
Hey, don't tell me. Tell him.
Embrace your greatest fear.
You're my greatest fear. Don't you get it? If I destroy you, or you destroy me, we're both gonna lose.
Tell you what, you stay here and I'll see how much fun I can have on the other side.
Forget about spiders. Water and fire, your every evil thing that I'm capable of.
You have no idea.
But I can't destroy you, because you're a part of me. But you know what? That's it. All right? You don't control me. I do.
That's what you think.
We need each other. You understand that?
You're supposed to hate me!
Well, I don't. You know what? I'm not scared of you anymore either.
And there you have it, the power of
love. Yeah, you're so right. This is like one of the worst tropes. I hate it. You're doing it wrong. Like, if you are hugging your enemy, you are gonna probably be dead soon.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what? I never understood this. It's so like nonsensical and impractical.
I think it's just cheap writing. If you don't even got no real ending, so you just come up with that. In my honest opinion, that's what I think that is.
Come on.
But did you notice that he flipped over when he didn't have a sword in his hand? Then he comes out with it like, what?
Right. Yeah, that's weird. That was weird. I did not notice that any of the three times I watched that, though.
Yeah. That's the first thing I noticed, because they had the whole, you know, the rings or whatever. I'm like, he held the rings, so I didn't see it on his person. So that's one of those cuts. They just like, okay, let's edit that in, basically. Yeah,
but otherwise, like, really good CGI. Kevin Smith as Ares. Is that right?
Yeah. That's his name, which I thought, I was like, wait a minute, Kevin Smith?
Right?
And I was like, no, his name is actual Kevin Smith. So I'm like, okay.
I'm like, that really doesn't look like Kevin Smith to me. Like, I don't
know. Yeah. I was kind of tripped out too when I looked it up. I was like, wait a minute, what's going on here?
Yeah. Oh. I do have a little bit of trivia for one of the other castmates, but I'll wait for our recommendations.
Sure.
Yeah, Young Hercules, it does represent, like, it's a weird show. I should have mentioned this at the beginning, but it's a weird show in the fact that, like, a lot of the episodes take place with these kids hanging out in bars in a tavern.
Yeah, I noticed that too. And then I remember one episode I was watching, they was hanging out and, like, they was having ice cream or something like that, or I can't remember what it was.
Whoa, weird.
I was like, yeah, it was weird. I'm like, what's going on? This is like an ice cream shoppy or whatever.
Yeah. And then I guess I just like to finish by doing a recommendation of like a book, sure, movie, podcast, anything you've been enjoying lately.
Could you watch stuff you've been watching?
Yeah, definitely.
I've definitely been enjoying the Invincible show on Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
That's really, really good. I know it's based off the comic book by Robert Kirkman. It's about this boy who's half alien, half human, and he starts to get this power, because his dad's already a superhero. So he basically, you know, gets the superhero powers, and he's just trying to learn them, and it's a lot of stuff going on. It's very violent. Picture Dragon Ball Z with violence.
Okay.
With superheroes, yeah.
And it's on Prime?
It's on Amazon Prime, yeah. It's on, okay. Episode 5 just came out. It comes out on Fridays.
Oh, it's still coming out?
Yeah. Episode 5 just
That's
came
rough.
Out.
Because then it's like, I know I'll probably like it and then watch every episode tonight. And then I'm going to have to wait for the next one.
Yeah. It's very addictive. It's really good. And cool. Like, you know, it's straight for adults. Just to let everybody out there know, it's straight for adults.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so.
Interesting. Yeah, so it's like not like The Incredibles. Like,
no, gosh, no.
Okay. Okay. At first I was like, wait, Incredibles. Okay.
I'm talking about blood, brains being exploded, that type of violence.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yes.
I might like it.
Yeah.
And then I like darker stuff than this.
For sure. Okay. Absolutely. And
then I guess my recommendation is gonna be, it's connected to the show, because the friend that plays Jason, his name's Chris Conrad. He's also an actor. Obviously. But he was in The Karate Kid. He was also in a movie called Airborne.
Oh, with the dog, right?
No.
Wait. I'm thinking something else.
Really?
Hey, I'm gonna confuse this, right?
Air Bud, yeah. Yeah, that's a good movie too.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Air Bud. Okay. Yeah, and I just had to record Space Jam the other night, and yeah. I was like really surprised to learn that it was the highest grossing sports movie. I'm like, wait, what about Air Bud?
Right. Which a little tidbit I can tell far as Air Bud goes, that since my cousin works in Hollywood and he trains animals for movies, and Air Bud was one of his dogs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah, that's such a sweet movie. I love Air Bud. Mm-hmm. It's called Airborne, and I don't know if anybody remembers this movie, but it came out in, 1993. It's a comedy.
Is that the one with the rollerblades and the stairs? Yes. Oh, yeah, I remember that movie.
Right? And there's like
that movie.
Yeah, and there's like a really cool an aviary in it.
They
go through. It's really cool. Yeah, it's when his parents go to Australia for 6 months to work on a zoology project. Young Mitchell, Shane McDermott, is set to live with his aunt and Irene, Edie McClurg, and Uncle Louie, Patrick Thomas O'Brien, in Cincinnati. And it's got Seth Green in it as his cousin.
I do remember that movie. Yeah.
It's really good, yeah. So, and it's got Jack Black in it too.
A young Jack Black. Oh my God, I really gotta watch that again. It's been so long since I've seen that movie.
If you watch it again and you want to cover it, let me know, because I'm like dying to cover that movie.
For sure, absolutely.
That's one that I had watched and loved when I was young and kind of forgot about, and then I saw just, you know, somewhere on the internet over the last year or so and was like, what? I loved that movie. That one and Wish Upon a Star. Do you remember that?
Is that the one with the robot?
Katherine Heigl.
No.
Katherine Heigl and this other really popular girl, but basically they're in high school and like they wish upon a star and switch bodies.
Oh, kind of like a Freaky Friday type of thing.
Yes.
Oh,
and it's actually familiar. Pretty good.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. It's one that played a lot, though, so I feel like people might remember it if they watch it.
Right. You know what? Kind of like Air.
I need people to do this. Okay.
Right, for sure. Airborne kind of reminds me of those like low budget '90s kid comedy movies. Like it was a movie I watched a few months back called Remote.
Ooh, Remote. Okay.
I'm saying it right. Let me look it up. It's Remote.
Interesting. It's remote.
So it's kind of like Home Alone, but this kid.
Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Is it called Remote? It is called Remote. Came out in 1993. So basically this kid, he has all these different airplanes that he controls. And then he goes to this it's a house that hasn't been sold. It's like a whole block of houses that have been sold. So he goes over there because he didn't want his mom taking away his airplane. So he put him over there. At the same time it's happened, these bank robbers or whatever come there to like hide out, and he basically just used all his little robots and gadgets to like, you know, fuck with them basically.
Okay. And
it's good. It's cheesy, but I like it.
Yeah, that sounds like perfectly 90s. You're right.
Yes.
Like same vein as Home Alone. Okay.
Absolutely.
Cool. I would watch that for
sure. It's on Tubi TV actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you so much for watching Young Hercules with me.
Yes, no doubt.
I love this show so much.
I appreciate it for being on here, you know.
Do you have anything that you want to plug, or like where can people find you?
Two things. Super Nerd Plus is my Instagram. I'll definitely post like all the 90s nostalgia cartoons and video games and that type of stuff. The collective I'm a part of is called Culture Junkies. We have a live podcast we do every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. This Wednesday, I'm going to be on there. We're doing like a cereal tasting test for all these wacky, crazy cereals that's out. So look for that. It's on Twitch. We're on Twitch. So just check us out, Culture Junkies, 9 p.m. every Wednesday.
Awesome. Yeah, that sounds cool. I'm always curious, like, what do these cereals taste like? Because I don't want to buy that crap just to find out, but I'm really curious.
Yes. So the one, I don't know if I should say it now. I'm going to say it now, whatever. So the one that I bought that we use for Wednesday, the Dunkaroos cereal. Yes. So I got the Dunkaroos cereal and I got the oatmeal cream pie cereal.
Oh, you're lucky. Yeah. I like the Sour Patch Kid ones. Have you seen those?
Yes. So we did an episode of that last time. I wasn't there, but they said it was terrible with milk.
I bet. Yeah. That sounds so disgusting.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, super trash.
I do like those little Chips Ahoy cereal are my favorite, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Those are definitely mini good. Oreos are good. Yeah, those were limited, but
yeah, the Oreos was really good.
Yeah, man.
But it's kind of disappointing with the milk though, because you don't really taste anything with the milk. I was kind of disappointed with that.
It's true. Yeah, that's true. I'll tune in on Wednesday to find out though. All right, cool. Thanks. Appreciate. Just hit me up if you ever want to come back on then.
Yeah, I want to do some Are You Afraid of the Dark. Like
definitely.
Yeah, yeah, because I've been watching like crazy.
We always record Are You Afraid of the Dark on Saturday nights. Is there like any particular episode?
I got a bunch of favorite episodes. I think my one is the one that's in the theater. What was it called?
The Nosferatu one.
Yes, yeah, yes. I love that one.
Okay, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, it's just different ones, especially from different seasons. Oh, I noticed that you interviewed the guys from the Nickelodeon documentary.
Yeah.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Scott Barber. Yeah, and we did really too. Nice. We did too.
Yeah, he's really nice.
He's awesome, awesome, awesome. Yeah, he's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
Real,
yeah.
Real down to earth guy. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Because like I want to do 13th Floor. I'm like waiting to get to that episode because it has Alexander Skarsgård in it, and I'm obsessed with him.
Wait, you serious?
Yeah. Yeah. Go back and watch it. He's the tall, creepy guy.
That's him.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? I know.
I did not know that. What?
Right. Ryan Gosling is in an episode of Dark 2. But yeah, people don't know about that. Alexander Skarsgård. I'm dying to get to that episode because I love True Blood. I'm a huge True Blood fan.
I did not know that. There's so many celebrities there. There's kid celebrities and whatnot there. Right. I didn't realize. I knew Ryan Gosling. Jay Boucherel was in it. When he was younger, a lot of the guys are actors, and like all the Seth Rogen stuff was basically
shit. Me and Brett were watching an episode of 15 the other day. I don't know if you remember that show from Nickelodeon.
I know the name. Yeah, I never watched it though.
The one of the main girls on that, Mary Beth from The Faculty.
Right,
I was like, wait a minute, like is that girl? I've seen The Faculty so many times. I know exactly who that is. That's Mary Louise Hutchinson.
That's bizarre.
Right?
I would totally like to I think we talked about it before, like the 90s teen sitcoms from Saturday morning.
Yes. Yeah. Breaker High. That would be really
Breaker
fun.
High. Breaker High is so bizarre, though. I try to watch it on like a few episodes, and it's like...
Yeah, too out there.
It's not about out there. It's like, well, we all know nobody's going to have a freaking cruise ship with high schoolers on it. But the show itself is just so bizarre because it didn't have that feel. Like,
that's right. I know it's called Breaker High, but I forgot that they were actually like at school at sea.
Yeah, it was like, it made no sense. But, like, it just felt so weird because it basically... You know, it didn't have that same feel as like the other shows that was on Saturday mornings, like Hang Time, City Guys, California Dreams. It didn't have that same feel. So, but I did watch it though. So
that one, and then I guess what was the other one? Fuck, there was a couple other ones too. Like not 17. What was it called? Like
there's
all the ABBA music. And do you know what I'm talking about?
Was it Student Bodies?
Maybe.
Because there's Student Bodies.
I'll have to look. I'm not as familiar with Fox as I am, but well, I do want to delve into that territory.
Yeah, that was like NBC, TNBC.
Yeah,
yeah.
Everything that wasn't Nick, basically, and Nick Disney.
Yeah.
I do want to get into that for sure. Yeah, I know I'll remember more stuff if I look, too.
Oh, I still watch them. That's why I'm like heavy into it. Like, okay. I literally watch it. I watch the whole thing. They got all the seasons on YouTube, so I literally just ran through them.
Okay. Yeah. Hell yeah. Maybe I might go back and watch Breaker High.
Dude, it is so bizarre. Like, the one I saw with Ryan Gosling in it, and I didn't know he was in it, so I looked it up. I was like, wait, he's like dancing and stuff like that. Like, it's so weird seeing him dance. And do this because he does comedy stuff, but in a dark way. But seeing mm-hmm. him doing it, like, he's all gung-ho about this, you know, this teeny bop show, that's like, it's weird. It looks weird.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I can see that. Yeah, for sure. All right, cool, man. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I appreciate it, too. Thank you.
I'll see you next time.
Absolutely.
Well, I've been working out at the gym, you know, can't you tell? And I've been doing some kung fu classes with Douglas Wong, who taught Hercules and Xena. So, you know, he's sort of trying to get me up to speed and get me into where they're at. So, but it's been a lot of fun. I mean, certainly, even now, I feel a lot more confident just walking out on the street. I've seen every Bruce Lee movie ever made. That's my experience. No, I hadn't really. But it's something I always wanted to get into, you know, so it's been perfect for that. We'll be shooting for about 9 months, and we'll try and shoot 50 episodes. So although that's a big undertaking, it's, you know, it's fun. It's horseplay, you know. We'll be fighting and you know, fighting off bad guys and stuff, so I don't think it'll be too bad.
Lucy and Kevin Sorbo have become international stars because of their series.
Right.
Are you ready for that kind of...
Well, I try not to think about it. You know, I'm really happy for them and stuff, but if you start thinking about that, hopefully, and I know it sounds cheesy, but we're just going to try and make the best show that we can, you know, for kids to go away after school and you know, just forget about homework and all that stuff, so... That's just what I'm concentrating on right now. Whatever else comes will come. And whatever happens career-wise, you know, if I never work again, then I never work again.